This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
And I will turn it back to Alan. Was able to get on the line.
I am here, Alice. Happy Monday.
All right. Take it away.
Sounds great. Hi, everyone. Happy Monday. As David would say, TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. I've got a number of interesting things to talk about. Today, we're going to focus on cool technology and golf. We have the players, the TPC Sawgrass Players Championship in my neighborhood this week. It was rained out the first day. Then we had crazy storms come in. It was delayed two times. Then we wound up having extreme cold and high winds, and they had to push everything out. And final day today, Monday, they're squeezing in part of round three and then all of round four, which should have finished up yesterday. What's amazing, though, is the technology that they use for golf. If you had a chance to watch either this tournament or many others, there really is some interesting technology that's used to show where the balls are striking. They show percentages. They show numbers. There's a company that does that. It's called 2K21, and they have mapping technology, and it takes them many, many weeks, if not months, to actually be able to get the teradata for the ground and satellite imagery, and then to map on top of that all of this other technology that they have. If you're interested to learn more about it, you can just Google 2K21 PGA Golf. But the stats, the analytics, those are the types of things that we should be doing in our industry. And I'm going to come back to stats and analytics in just a moment when we talk about what's going on at Wells Fargo and a report that says that they've denied nearly half of all black refinance applications in 2020. Before I do, let's talk cool tech for a second. So there's electric bike craze, and the joke's more for David. Alice, you're more than welcome, or Jack, to laugh if you'd like. But the electric bike craze, it's off the chain. No, really, it's on the chain, but, and I guess it's my own kind of dad joke. But anyways, the point about it is that the millennials, right, looking at their interests and looking at the things that drive our customers in this market, they're into these things. They're into electric bikes. The electric bike craze has taken off at such unbelievable rocket ship type of numbers. One company alone, this company called Electric. So it's like the word electric, but you take the E off, just L-E-C-T-R-I-C. They've had over 500 to 1,000% growth in the last 12 to 24 months. They had over 20,000 orders for electric bikes in the last 12 months. I mention this because as you look at ways in this market to capture customers, it may be that electric bikes are part of your marketing efforts and marketing campaign. But check it out. That's cool tech. The other thing is a website. Listen to this. It's called importyeti.com. That's importyeti.com. And this website will show you all of the manufacturers that a company uses. So if you were to go and you were to take a look at a product, and you can search thousands and thousands of products on this website, it'll immediately come and tell you who all the manufacturers are that made up that product that was able to be sold. So depending on your interest, you may want to check that out, but it is quite interesting nonetheless. Let's talk about what's going on at Wells Fargo. So there's a report right now. You can see it in Housing Wire. I call it data to the rescue, ? Because that's the topic of why I'm bringing this up. But they're saying Wells denied nearly half of all black refinance applications in 2020. And it's stating this, that Bloomberg actually is the article, but it was mentioned in Housing Wire. They're saying that almost three quarters of all of those applicants were sent in by white people. And they're showing that Wells was below industry averages of 47% when it came to refinance applications by black homeowners, which were approved at 71% of the time by other lenders. So Wells clearly is below the trend, extremely low below the trend. And they're saying in other demographic groups, the analysis also showed that they approved 67% of requests by Asian homeowners and 53% by Hispanic. So what's really interesting about this is, one is, how can you avoid being in this situation? It's really, and I say it's simple, right? It's not simple, but conversationally, it's really simple because you just need to make sure that you're looking at the data. You have to look at the areas that you're lending. You have to look at the demographics. You have to look at your trend. You have to benchmark the industry. This is where data folks really come into play. This is where data scientists come into play. You don't have to have those folks on your own staff. You can have them at partner companies, and there's other ways to look at these analytics, but that's information you want to be looking at. You always want to look at your fair lending risk, right? For those of you building web applications on the front end for borrowers, think about it. You're focused on, are you taking all the components of data to make this application a RESPA event, right? But are you looking at the data to understand who you're lending to? And are you lending fairly to those folks? So anyways, Wells is a big name. They're going to be in the news. It doesn't mean that you won't have the same type of question come up, but use data, leverage analytics, and put that information together. There's a lot of partners in our industry that are out there that want to help with that data, and a lot of folks out there that have the expertise, the data scientists that you can bring on board, contract or a full-time basis, to start looking at your data. So I just wanted to mention that today. Make sure you take a look at that. Next week, Alice and Jack, I am going to talk about this craze called Wordle that the New York Times bought from one little software engineer in Brooklyn, New York. It is the simplest, the absolute simplest website. It's a game. It's a craze that the millennials are driving, but it talks about how keep it simple, stupid, K-I-S-S, our technology can be moving forward. For those of you at the ICE Experience 2022, have fun partnering, have fun selling your technology, have fun buying technology, and then we'll also talk about inflation-resistant technology next week. Thanks for listening and looking forward to the hot topic.
Thank you for listening. Good to have you with us, everybody.
Say a special thank you to all of our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Cooperative, SnapDoc, Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, PennyMac, Total Expert, and Forum Free. Have a great week, everybody. Forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.